First Samuel, chapter 17, verses 41 through 48.
Samuel, mbe dikan, didn't soon, did you move your name back? To see your name. Na Philistine, you know, soon I'm rebuy. Na a trip me, David. Na a very ma, a son, a chamber, a dinner name. Philistine, you know, to two or any, na ubu David. Ubu na nimtia. If we said we have a friend, not a break, and so we have a friend.
Amen.
The Philistine, you know, country, David said, be a crammer and how they, and Puma, now they Puma reba me in Chinese, and Puma reba me in Chinese. The Philistine, you know, friend, you have me to me, David. The Philistine, you know, the country, David said, Bram in China, I'm for one, I'm a man, if you have no man in room, one. And David, country, Philistine, you know, said, good year, good in granted. Any pian, any peme, and everybody change. Namedia, maybe I suffer over a day. He said, I swear, I want to check one puano, young upon Dean, and everybody change. And a day, a rather do a shell. I'm a coon, I'm a chowdry, a free soul. Namedia, the free to bottom of no mamma, if you know, man, and yes, I saw one man there. As I think in heaven, said when you are good, you are Israel. And never drain, as well, you said, and young grant any pian, and a rather than Jim. If we serve a coon, no, yet a rather dear. Now to overshame inside. The Philistine, you know, sorry, he said, or a barbisha. The Philistine, you know, sorry, so a barbisha, David, no. David, he and them to break up call, persuade. Shia, Philistine, you know, amen.
Or do not watch your uncle Pound Boss and as I said, was it? Yet there was a deal said that when you would do it, dear Chevy, and so you uncle Pound. Yet you said, and net I couldn't tear that. If you say, I won't wash shell, sir. To the back way, you know, trim. That's what sent it to Mohota. Now, Sonia was rough for a young friend to a young friend. Him crack cranting. A child, Yanuko, first of all, we share. Every pool in our good, yes, I said, or can before I yes, we should know, and I know your commandant. Sadly, you said that so, that you could do before. And I'm a summer, you bet you so. Yes, so, but at Magina, see. Now, young fire Kumagina mouth, Sabri. And not you are quiet, what you never saw. So, because I share Sabri and Sramongo my. But no. Not king, and in a kuma, or the pia semino. Everyone has a home. Now, we are Sabia. You who say yes, yet now recording your amount. Then you could be before, yet I was sick. Why, and I share it. Now, if you sound like you know, then who could be dear with your mayor coming to Yassi. That was a swan share of water. That was a swan in summer. You watch your papa. Yes, Christo Demo. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, everybody.
The devil tried to defeat us, don't laugh here. But God is still victorious. And we are here today to listen to the word of God. The adversary knew that we had a special message last
year.
And he didn't want us to receive it.
Yeah.
But what the devil meant for evil, God meant for good.
Yeah.
And we'll hear that message this morning. My message this morning is intended to help you defeat every giant that faces you. The message this morning is about how you can walk in victory. And how you can be encouraged in the Lord. So that you can walk in faith and not fear. For he has not given us, the Bible says, the spirit of fear. But he has given us the power of love.
That's what my talk to me.
And of a sound mind. And so today I want to preach to you about how to meet your giant. And I'm taking it from a familiar story. But what I love about the Bible is that we can never exhaust the Bible's meaning. The Bible is a wonderful book. Because when we go to it under the power of the Holy Spirit, we come up with something new every time. Isn't that what the Bible says? It says His mercies are new every morning. And great is His faithfulness. And so this morning I want to talk with you about how to beat and meet your giant. And I want to focus on one passage of scripture within a very famous story. And I want you to get this passage in your mind. Because in 1 Samuel 17 are the keys to victory. I want you to lock in on verse 48. As the Philistine moves closer to attack David, David ran quickly toward the line to meet him. Reaching into his bag, he took out a stone. He slung it and struck the Philistine on his forehead. The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell face down on the ground. Let us pray. Dear Lord, this morning, as we think about how to meet our giants, we pray that your spirit would be present today. And that your spirit would give us wisdom and insight and courage so that we can walk in victory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I want you to meet someone. His name is Andre Rene Brusimov. He was born in Grenoble, France.
May
19, 1943. But from his earliest years, he was an unusual child. Because unlike most children, he just kept growing and growing and growing and growing. So that by the end of his life in June of 1993, he had grown so tall that he came to stand 7 feet 4 inches tall. He had grown so wide that he had come to weigh 528 pounds. And his feet had grown so big that he came to stand in a size 22 shoe.
The size of 22.
You may not recognize him as Andre Rene Rusimov. But if you remember the World Wrestling Federation of a few years ago, his stage name was Andre the Giant. Now Andre got a frightening figure in the ring. And when he was fighting the Junkyard Dogs, or fighting against the Russians, or Rowdy Roddy Piper, Andre was an intimidating figure. And back in those days, I used to believe that the World Wrestling Federation was real wrestling. Was actual wrestling. But I was disappointed to learn that it was all just one big act. Every time they threw someone on the floor, that was part of the act. Every time Andre stumbled into the ropes, that was a part of the act. Every time the referee